And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? As we pointed out in our last lesson, the fact of God's existence leads humans to the conclusion that God naturally would desire to communicate with His creation. The truth is, of course, that a revelation from God might take almost any form. God could communicate with His creation directly by word of mouth, through messengers like angels, for example, or through dreams and visions. For that matter, because He is all-powerful, God could choose any means that suited the occasion. Seemingly, however, the most appropriate medium for long-term results would be one that ensured permanence for God's communication with humankind. That is to say, His communication would withstand the test of time and could be passed faithfully from generation to generation throughout human history. One possible way to accomplish that would be to produce a revelation in written form that could then be duplicated and distributed as needed, thereby benefiting the whole of mankind across the ages. The question then becomes, is there any evidence that mankind possesses such a revelation? The answer is yes, evidence does exist that God has given mankind His revelation in written form, in the book we know now as the Bible. And how blessed we are to have that revelation, because without it, we would have no way to understand such things as God's nature, our place in the creation, or how to establish an objective standard for human morality and ethics. Nor would we have any way to understand the concept of sin. We would also know little to nothing about the ultimate purpose of the earthly ministry of God's Son, Jesus Christ. We would possess no information regarding the theological purpose of His crucifixion and resurrection, namely, that those two events were essential ingredients in God's plan to offer humans a way of escape from the devastating consequences of their sins. And we would not know how to enter that sacred body of saved souls, the Church of Christ. Without God's revelation, we would know literally nothing about these critically important spiritual matters, each of which impacts our eternal destiny. Join us in our next program as we continue our examination of God's Word, the Bible.